Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Boy, this greeting. I feel like this is a gigantic bowl of soup and I'm just a big old meatball.
I can't disagree with that, Lou.
Two guys sitting naked in a whirlpool. Doesn't get any better than this.
Well, actually, it does. Hey, I wonder if Watkins tried to get in her office yet.
I'll tell you, you are the master of the practical joke. But it takes some kind of genius to coat a doorknob with Vaseline.
Well, don't sell yourself short. You're the one who said, smear some on the phone.
Yeah, but you put some on a chair.
Yeah, you're right. I am the master. So I wonder what kind of stupid prank Junior's going to try to get us back with.
Could be dumber than the last one.
Luke, you know, I feel sorry for Judy. I mean, it's pathetic, really. A helpless girl up against two pros.
Don't feel bad. We can't help it. We're so smart.
Season. How many times can you thumb through the same magazine and not read the articles?
Hey, Luther, there's a package for you on Miss Torkelson's desk. It's buzzing.
All right, my bees are here.
4 to 6 weeks on the button.
Wait, you ordered bees in a mail?
Yeah, on the back of Boy's Life. $4.99 a swarm. I'm gonna start my own honey business. I'm on my way to fun and profit.
Jeez, man, the off season. Why can't he just sell seeds like last year?
By the way, Coach, Judy told me about the little whirlpool incident. I just hope you're not planning anything to retaliate.
We're way past the planning stages, Dauber.
Oh, no, Coach. When will the madness end?
This is not madness, Dauber. This is sports. Look, Bob. A giant Q-tip.
Okay, what moron put dye in my shampoo?
Beats me. I mean, who'd put blue dye in your shampoo? Whoops. Have I said too much?
Oh, Coach, why?
I did it for her own safety, Dauber. My God, those low-flying jets have just been barely missing her.
Yeah, they're pretty much blinded by your bald spot.
Judy, nobody teases him about his bald spot. I mean, not that you have one.
I can't believe you would do this. You know I have to give a speech tonight.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. The alumni fundraiser. Everybody's going to be there. What a terrible day to have blue hair.
Look, I am sick and tired of your stupid jokes, Hayden. When are you going to grow up?
I am growing up, Watkins. I just play practical jokes to keep in touch with my inner child. Come on, dude. Let me see your roots. Gee, why the long neck, Jude?
I don't have time for this nonsense. I am in the middle of my basketball season. I would like to call a truce.
Well, I don't. I'm in the middle of my off season. Spring practice doesn't start for 2 months. We've already revised the playbook twice. We're in the middle of practical stupid joke season.
Coach, Judy's right. Hey, today it's dye in a shampoo. What's it gonna be tomorrow?
It's a secret.
Hayden, you've had the last laugh. You've pulled the ultimate prank. You've won the war. Can't we call it quits once and for all?
Not until you call me the master.
Forget it.
Okay, Judy. What kind of fertilizer are you partial to?
Cow, pig, I'm a steer man myself.
Okay, okay. You are the master.
Oh, stop. Truce.
Truce. Yep, you are the master. I tip my towel.
Your hair's not blue.
Duh. Said I found the dye in my shampoo. I didn't say I was dumb enough to use it.
Don't marry this woman, Dauber. She has deceit in her heart.
Don't forget, we have a truce. Bye.
Quick, Doug. Tall joke. Now.
Pretty clever over, huh, Coach? Forgive me, Master.
The off season. If the boredom doesn't kill you, the bees will. What do you want to do now?
Hey, don't give up on joke season yet just because Judy tricked me into a stupid truce. You know, we can still have fun. All we have to do is find a patsy.
Well, you're not going to do something to Patsy, the cafeteria lady, are you?
Not a patsy, Patsy. A boob patsy.
You're not going to play a trick on me, are you?
A bald boob patsy.
Ah, Howard.
Hey, get out of here. Think of a prank.
I got it. I'll take my bug spray. When he opens the door, I'll spray him in the eyes.
Luce, we don't want to blind him.
I'll blind him.
Whatever you want, Hayden, make it quick. A swarm of bees has taken up residence in my office. Apparently, they were attracted by the floral pattern slipcovers that Shirley hand-loomed.
Well, Howard, this isn't going to take long, but I just wanted to tell you how much Luth and I have enjoyed working with you. And, well, if something should happen where, you know, Luth and I are here and you're not, I just want to say, well, we'll miss you, buddy.
Oh, my God. What have you heard?
Yeah, what have you heard, Hayden?
Just a lot of talk, you know, from faculty, students, janitorial staff, pretty much anybody in the loop.
They're gonna fire me? Why me? I'm not a complete figurehead.
According to Larry, the security guard, Dean Rollins has his eye on your office.
Aha! That explains this. He's trying to drive me out, but he doesn't have the stomach to do his own dirty work. He sends bees. Mm. Well, you can sting Howard Burley, but you cannot shoo him away. I'm not going to let Dean Rollins and his flunky bees push me around.
Atta boy.
As long as I've got my gritty resolve and a bottle of calamine lotion, I'm here to stay.
You make it look so easy, hey?
Well, all the greats do, don't they?
One and all, to this year's Athletic Department Alumni Fundraiser. Tonight, we're especially proud to honor our women's basketball team, which is off to its strongest start in years. But first, if you'll indulge me, I would like to take this opportunity to address a subject not altogether unrelated to basketball. Bees. They don't scare me, Dean Rollins. What kind of a man sends bugs to do his bidding? A weak man. Not a strong man. Not a man who could spend 6 hours in a cramped office with a frenzied swarm of killers. And now, Coach Judy Watkins.
Not from the Howard joke, but it's really picking up steam.
It almost makes up for the truce.
What truce?
Well, thank you all for coming tonight, and thank you, Howard, for that unique introduction.
The truce was based on Judy having blue hair. She does not have blue hair. Ergo, I still owe her one.
I don't know what ergo is, but if it ends up on Judy, I'm laughing.
I'm honored to be speaking here tonight. Women's athletics need your support, so I'd like to begin by showing you where your contributions will be going. Meet the Screaming Eaglets. These girls have it all. Sophomore center, Debbie LeBlanc, is an intimidating presence under the basket. Junior point guard, Minji Jackson, excels at ball handling.
Thank you.
Lots, please. I apologize, but there won't be a slide presentation tonight. Apparently, someone at this university has placed a higher priority on asinine and infantile pranks. And I think I know who that person is.
Oh, it's obvious. Dean Rollins, how could you?
What are you doing?
Judy, I know she's coming after me for revenge. I don't know where, don't know when, but I know she's coming. Oh, she...
What?
What if she went in the bakery and put something disgusting in the donut? Yeah.
Luke, I'm the one that pulled the prank on her. If anyone should be watching their pastry, it's me.
Yeah, where's my head?
Hey, Doc, where's Zookeeper Judy? Luke and I were just talking about the whiskers on her point guard.
You really upset her last night, Coach. You embarrassed her in front of her team, colleagues, and the alumni.
Well, don't forget the busboys. They were chuckling, too.
And they know it's funny.
It wasn't funny to her. She's packing up her office right now. She's resigning. She's leaving Minnesota State.
What?
Ah, Luth, don't get bent out of shape. It's just another practical joke.
Coach, it's not a prank. She's really quitting. Your little joke season is over.
It was just a joke. How come she's overreacting?
I wouldn't have laughed at the prank if I thought it was going to lead to this. Except for the pirate with the baby seal. You know, the seals are just funny.
That's all well and good, but... Oh, my father has an old meatpacker's axiom. Once it's been through the grinder, no amount of flaking and forming can make it steak again. What's done is done.
So what's she gonna do?
She got an offer from Florida State a little while ago. I think she's ready to take it.
Florida? Well, they got mosquitoes down there. Like, maybe we'll go down and visit her on her vacation.
Actually, I may be visiting there permanently.
What are you talking about?
Coach, she's my fiance. I love her. I want to be where she is.
Luth, can you leave us alone for a sec?
Sure. Dobber, I know this flies in the face of your dad's thing, but I've had those flaked and formed steaks before, and I mean, they're not half bad.
Hey, Dobber, Judy should know that last night was part of a game. It's how she and I relate to each other. We play pranks on one another, we exchange insults, you know, bigger ones at Christmas time. I mean, it's fun.
Not to her. Not to me. I mean, how would you like it if I made fun of Christine all the time?
Oh, come on, Dob. See, there's nothing funny about Christine.
Oh, yeah? Well, I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but Christine is what some people might consider short.
Well, she can't help that. I mean, it's the way God made her.
Well, he must have run out of stuff halfway through. I once went into a restaurant, I ordered a shrimp cocktail. They brought me a margarita with Christine in it.
Cut it out.
See? When I insult Christine, it offends you. Just like when you insult or embarrass Judy, it offends me. By the way, when you see Christine, will you apologize to her for me? That is, if you can find her. Sorry, that's the point.
Okay, Dove, you stay here. You don't go anywhere. I'll go talk to Judy and I'll tell her that being the butt of my jokes is just part of her job here.
Thanks, Coach.
Good news, oh, retribution is sweet. Late last night, Shirley and I broke into the science lab and made off with 10,000 fire ants. You know why they're called fire ants? Dean Rollins does.
Hey, Watkins, we gotta talk. Oh, no, Vaseline.
What do you want?
Hey, look. I'm sorry about last night, but hey, we gotta get something straight here for the future. I'm a coach, you're a coach. Coaches play jokes on one another, so quit your whining and get with the program.
Would you please get the hell out of here?
Well, come on, it was just a game.
A game? You insult me, you treat me like dirt, and then you call it a game?
Why are you taking it so personally, Judy? You're just an easy target.
Why? Because I'm tall?
Yeah, because you're tall, because you're skinny, you got an accent, and you wear them clown shoes.
Would you make fun of midgets, too?
Well, hell yeah, if they were coaches.
That is bull. There are 50 other coaches at this school, but the only one you ever pick on is me.
Hey, Judy, I tried playing the game with other coaches. It just didn't. It wasn't any fun. You're the only one that stood up to me. You're the only worthy adversary.
Oh, do you ever think of me as a woman?
Oh, my God. That's what this is all about. You have a crush on me.
Don't make me puke. I meant, have you ever thought of me as a person with feelings?
No, why should I?
To you, I've always been this sort of thing. I wanted to be treated like a human.
Well, how was I supposed to know that?
That I wanted to be treated like a human? Jeez, Hayden, you're thick.
Well, wait a minute. Let me ask you something. The first time I insulted you, I think I called you stork face. You didn't run away from me. You didn't demand an apology. You stood right there and insulted me right back. I forget what you called me. But...
ham-headed cretin?
Yeah, it was something like that. But it was the beginning of what I thought was a great give-and-take relationship. If you didn't like the jokes, Judy, why'd you play along?
Because I've known men like you, Hayden. The only way you were going to like me is if I stood up for myself. But it didn't work. You hated me anyway.
Come on. Okay, I'll admit I wasn't exactly thrilled when you got here, but I didn't hate you. Geez, you come waltzing in here. You got your face on the cover of Sports Illustrated. I mean, you're this hotshot coach, and the whole department's buzzing about you.
So you were threatened?
Threatened? No, I wasn't threatened. I was impressed. You know, impressed in that way where you feel you're not as good as the other person. Just come off my fourth straight losing season. You come waltzing in here and take your team and turn it around in 6 months. Bunch of girls, no less.
And how did that make you feel?
Impressed. Highly impressed. Watkins, what I'm trying to tell you is I don't hate you. I respect you. I know it's a blurry line for me, but I don't hate you.
Well, what do you respect about me?
Geez, you really have to hear this.
Yes.
I respect you because you stood up to me. I respect you because you have very low body fat.
Well, thank you, Hayden.
For what?
For treating me like a human being, for a few seconds at least.
Is that what I was doing? That wasn't so hard. I gotta go stop Howard from killing a man. You know, Judy, there's something you might think about before you pack all your boxes.
What's that?
Still owe me one.
And the off season. What's a three-letter word for hive worker? Hive worker. HIVE.
hype worker.
I wonder what it could be.
Me too. Hate crossword puzzles. So you think Judy's gonna stay?
I don't know, Liz. You know, women are like other women. You know, they're so unpredictable. I tell you, I wish you would stay.
What's that? Oh, geez, it doesn't smell like mud.